a mohawk. I've hardly seen anybody with that.
I think I know what you mean, but I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah.
Is that just the one strip of hair in the middle?
Yeah, it's because I knew about, because like in high school, we play a team that's supposedly called the Boone Braves, and some of the guys that are on the football teams, they really get involved in it, and they...
Oh, good heavens.
The little rednecks, they kind of shave it, except for one part of their head.
What do you mean by redneck?
Redneck? I would say they're kind of ignorant little people. Well, they're not really ignorant, because I'm ignorant in some ways, too, but they're usually a little less educated and ready to raise some hell or something like that. I don't know.
Is it a racist term? Does it mean they're prejudiced against blacks?
Well, I would think they usually are. But it's not, I mean, I'm sure not all rednecks are.
Does it mean where they come from?
They're usually rural.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we've got a whole lot of name-calling pages. So you happen to know terms for these things, let me know, and if you don't, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways, not necessarily a homosexual?
I'd say he's feminine.
Okay, suppose he is a homosexual.
I'd say he's a fag.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
He's gay.
Okay.
Probably homo.
Pardon?
Sometimes just call him a homo.
All right. What about a girl or woman with mannish ways, not necessarily homosexual?
A butch.
And suppose she is a homosexual?
Lesbian.
Okay.
Or les.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah.
Do you have a term for a sexually overactive male?
Horny.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive female?
No. I would probably just call her aggressive, but...
All right, well, now you gave me adjectives. Do you happen to have a noun form? He's a...
Oh. I don't have any nouns now that I think about it.
Okay. But. How about a sexually indiscreet man who sleeps with everybody and doesn't care who knows about it?
I don't know what I call him.
Or a sexually indiscreet woman?
I'd like to know some of these names. I don't know.
Actually, most people don't have very interesting things to say for those particular things. How about an ugly boy or man? He's a real...
loser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about a girl or woman? An ugly one.
Dog.
Okay. An attractive boy or man? He's a...
He's, Sometimes if they're big, you call them a hunk.
Mm-hmm.
But, or sometimes you just give them a number.
What?
Yeah, you give them a number, you rate it 1 through 10.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you give it a number.
So 1 is the highest?
No, 1 is the lowest.
1 is the lowest, a 10. If he's a 10,
yeah,
that means he's a...
Right. Well, you call him macho, I mean.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
Well, does that imply that he's just masculine, very
right,
masculine?
Right, right. But, that's about it, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay, how about a very attractive girl or woman?
A noun, right?
Well, preferably. A man might say she's a real...
knockout.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear fox?
Yeah.
Is that just a woman?
No. I wouldn't think so.
What's the word?
Fox.
Okay. What would you call a bookish person? Somebody who reads a lot?
Nerd.
Okay. Is that... mean that's a pejorative term?
Yep.
Okay, does this mean it's an intelligent person or they're just always reading?
That just means they're probably a bookworm, I probably call them too sometimes.
Is that derogatory?
Yeah.
Is that as bad as nerd?
No, a nerd is one that also studies all the time.
Well, don't you have to study all the time to pass your courses?
Yeah,
you have
to have a little fun.
You found out after a year at Emory. Yeah. What would you call a person who's really very intelligent?
I would say he's a scholar. Not a scholar. I would just say he's intelligent.
Okay.